His phone has 1%.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
His phone died.
Okay, there it goes. I was like,
hey,
what happened?
I'm gonna plug it in.
Okay, no worries.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Okay. All right. We're almost done here. So I'm basically at the point of the call where we do the hard part. So we'll collect that first month's payment. Did you guys want to go through with the Facebook ads or not?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay.
All right. The payment method.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take a piece of notebook paper?
Yeah.
They go Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express only. Preferably one with a business name on it, so that way it's already in your write-offs. Oh, I can't hear you, Raina.
I can color one.
You can color one?
Oh, yeah, I'll color it to say Visa on site. You know what? Mine doesn't even say MasterCard.
Oh, wow. Well, the system will actually tell us. The system tells us, like, when I punch in a 4, they say it's a Visa. When I punch in a 5, they say it's MasterCard. When I punch in a 6, it says Discover.
It doesn't even say MasterCard. It just
says
a logo.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Must be one of the fancy ones.
It's a bank-printed card, so.
Okay. Does it say Dobbs & Son LLC on it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And is the billing address the same as the street address that they're sending the Google verification letter?
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you.
5320.
5320.
3500.
3500.
0894.
0894.
2055.
2055. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
February 29.
February of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
516.
516. Okay. So when I process this, it's going to send you everything in writing. I'm not going to process it just yet. I got to gather a security question from the two of you. Now, this is in case you ever get a call from one of my representatives or vice versa. If somebody calls in from your company and we just want to verify identity, they're going to go right to the security question. So you got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
All right. What was that, Trent?
H-E-C-H-T.
H-E-C-H-T?
Yep.
Okay.
I think if that's the question, you have to make them spell it.
Yeah. Well, I'm spelling it out here, and it's asking me to respell it, so that's why I'm making sure, because if it doesn't match, it'll say no. Okay. H-E-C-H-T. All right.
Correct.
Let me go ahead and validate. Okay. Got that saved. And then we're going to want to schedule a client interview. Okay. So the client interview is where we're going to sit down with you guys and we're going to go into detail all the services that you want to be found there for the local listing. Those are the listing that you'll have next to the map. And then they're going to have a separate interview for your Google guarantee and what you consider a qualified lead that you're willing to pay the lead fee on. So the first one for the Google local setup with the Facebook ads, that one we asked for an hour window, even though they usually only take about 30 to 45 minutes. What would be the best time tomorrow to do that interview?
It'll be Friday.
Tomorrow would be you're saying you're not available till Friday.
Well, you have to stay Friday.
Yeah, I do. So, I can, because I don't have to work as late on Friday, so yeah.
Okay, I could schedule them both on Friday. Actually, I could do like both of them back to back. Like we'll do one local with Facebook ads and then we'll do the Google guarantee onboarding interview, right after. So if you have like an hour and a half window, I'm sure it won't take that long, but just to save time on both of them, we can knock them both out at the same time on Friday.
That'll work.
Or back to back. So
what
would work best? And you said half day. Are you working an early half day and you're off at noon, or are you working a half day at nighttime?
He works night, and on Friday, I have to be in the office from 6:30 to 11:30, but I probably won't clock out until probably closer to 12:30, 1 o'clock. Mm. But that's the latest I would work.
Okay.
I go up at 10 o'clock.
I mean, this is a big, this is a big deal. Like, it's your website, everything. So, you know, this is basically like the business.
Have you said an hour and a half time frame?
Yeah, to do both of them. It's an hour for one that we asked for. That's going to be focusing on the local listing, Facebook, your website. And then there's a 30-minute one right after that, and that's all focused on Google Guarantee and qualified leads.
Okay, then let me schedule 2 p.m. Friday, my time.
Okay.
And that'll work perfect.
All right, let me go on here and make sure they got it, too. That's the match up for them.
We're based out of
California, just like Google. We're right next to them. If you look up Local Splash, we're literally in the building right next to Google Building 1 here in Fountain Valley.
Oh, my goodness. In California.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. All the Google headquarters are in California, so they don't have them anywhere else in the world, not just the U.S. They don't have them anywhere else in the world. They're all in California, unfortunately. The land of good weather and bad everything else.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah, it's overrated.
How's a gallon of gas working for you?
How's the what?
Gallon of gas working for you.
Not great. It's not going great. Yeah. I'm stubborn. I have a 4Runner, and that's kind of my baby. I've had it since 2014, and I just kind of keep chugging that thing, and it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing, but it cost me a lot of money with gas. So it's reliable, though. I don't got to worry about it breaking down or anything. There's plenty of room for the kiddos. But, yeah,
that's
it's good weather.
I drive together for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And my golf clubs.
That's a lie.
We just had them in the dually.
How long have you two been together? How long have you two been married?
23.
Too long.
Okay, I could tell. You're funny, Trent. She's gonna kill you after this call.
I don't know if my life sentence is almost over.
That's hilarious. I was like, I could tell you two little peas in a pod. Once you get to the point with the playful insult, that's how you know it's a long relationship, and that's how they last. If you can't play with each other, what was that?
You know why a woman's supposed to cook and clean for you?
Oh, gosh, don't answer that.
It does tell you in the Bible, actually. Did you know that?
Oh, I know.
But I'll bite. Why?
Any inmate's meals and clothes are done for them. You're in jail. Once you say I do, you're a prisoner.
I know that. Yeah, I'm definitely in jail. You know, every morning I wake up and I see them all snuggled in the bed and I pack a lunch and I leave my card and my wallet on the counter. So they're okay, and then I go off into the world of work and survive for the day. So I already know how it is. Yeah, I'm like, you guys are spoiled, but it's okay.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know what a woman and a condom has in common, don't you?
Oh, Lord.
You spend the most time in your wallet.
Oh, man. That was going to be worse. I actually had a good one, but I don't know if I want to say it in front of Raina. It's pretty bad. It's one of my ones my dad told me when I was young. He said, what does a hardwood floor and a woman have in common? Can you hear me, Trent? Oh, you cut out on me right at the punchline. Hello. I don't know if you guys...